She does not have a power of attorney to our knowledge. That's our information. She generally can't speak for somebody else, but in this case, I think it's fairly obvious he's incapacitated from basically what's been shown, pictures of things that I've been shown. She contends, as in my understanding, I've talked to her personally, she contends to Sherry that he has verbally or given a nod or a wink or something, some type of thing to her. And so I'm saying that I think there is zero chance, maybe 1%, I guess there's always a chance, 1% chance that this would ever be challenged in a court of law, that it is not his consent.